We interviewed people who have recently been through the mentoring experience and asked them to describe the mentor role.
It's quite a complex role in that it embodies lots of different things. I mean, you're essentially responsible for the school-based training of the student teacher, so that at one level it has kind of management aspects that you're planning a timetable for them, working out sort of what proportion of lessons for them to be involved with, how much time they'll spend working with you and working with colleagues. So there's a kind of organisational element. There's a pastoral element in kind of the concern and the support that you need to offer to the student teacher. And learning to teach for many people can be very stressful and quite traumatic. But essentially, it's being there to provide the training that they need in schools.
Catherine Byrne from the Charwell School in Oxford. So mentoring is a complex activity which ranges from the organisational to the pastoral, but is fundamentally about training. But what kinds of skills do mentors require to carry out that role? Jeff Rhodes is in charge of mentor training at Larkmead School in Abingdon.
They need to have quite a lot of different skills. They clearly have to be efficient and have to be able to organise experiences so that students in school can make progress, because there are successful plans laid for them that they can work with and can learn. But they also have to be very good at working with people. They have to be very good at working with students. They need to be welcoming, they need to be warm, they need to be accepting of people. And they certainly need to give students the feeling that students can make mistakes, that they won't be damned for them, that they'll be helped to make progress. But students really need to have great trust in their mentors, and I think that's really a very important quality that really can't be ignored.
So students need to trust their mentors. But what do students themselves think? What's a good mentor to them? I put this question to Daniel Park.
Someone who's prepared to give you the space that you need to get used to being a teacher, to being an independent teacher, but at the same time someone who is always prepared to give you the new ideas or the direction that you might be lacking to help you out with your organisation of lessons, and always to give good feedback. I respond well to positive criticism rather than negative criticism, and to be encouraged is always very helpful.
So what kinds of skills do mentors need to be effective?
One of the key skills that they will need is to be organised themselves so that they can fit in the time necessary to train a teacher, as well as all the duties that they have themselves.
Daniel Park. Certainly a mentor has to be well organised to do the job in the first place. But personal qualities like approachability, objectivity and listening skills were also mentioned by most of our student teachers. In fact, they found them more important than anything else.
I think, first and foremost, they need to be very approachable. They need to be there for you and to make you feel that you can go to them with any problems, any help, whenever you need it. You really want to feel that they're happy to give you their time whenever you need it. I think also they need to be objective. I think it's very easy for people to sit at the back of a classroom and have too many of their own thoughts about the way they teach and put those onto the way they think you should teach. And I don't really think that's the right way of doing it. They should sit there as impartial as they can, not make a judgment with respect to how they do it, but purely look at how you do it and talk about your skills and what you're good at and not good at. They need to be objective.
Nikki Paul and Rob Hines.
I think it's very important for them to be able to listen. They need to be able to hear what a student teacher needs to know, what their problems are, what their difficulties are. Especially as many mentors are quite experienced teachers, they've perhaps lost touch a bit with what it's like to be a new teacher, what it's like to be a student. So they need to be able to listen to what a student is saying, listen to what their problems are, even though their problems may be things that they left behind a long time ago and have almost forgotten what it's like to have problems with. So they need to be able to listen to you. They need to be able to know what the priorities for a new teacher are. I found that the first worry when you go into a school is discipline. So perhaps they need to be able to see things like discipline, know what the problems are that new teachers have, and be able to deal with them to begin with.
So mentors should try to put themselves in the place of the student teacher remember what it was like when they started, and see any problems from the student's point of view. A final comment from Ellen Williams.
My mentor was looking after me and one other person, and we were very different, and I think he had to adapt himself to both of our needs, really. So I would have thought that was the most important thing. You need to be very good at listening as well, because sometimes it's just like going to a counsellor. You end up pouring your heart out about things that went wrong. So sometimes, in fact, that's all you need, is someone to listen to you rather than tell you what you did wrong, because you're usually fairly aware of it.